Hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I'm so excited that you've tuned into the podcast today, and I'm going to answer questions that I've been getting all year round about how you can learn how to be an injector. So many of you out there are in the medical field, you're nurses, you're aspiring to get into the aesthetics industry, and I think that's amazing. And I've been really delighted this year to teach people with my Instagram all the various techniques that I have mastered in my career. And let me tell you, it takes a while. It's taken me almost 17 or 18 years of being an injector to get to this master level of injecting. And I think that with the right training and the right focus, anybody can do it, but you absolutely have to have experience, training, and an expert who's guiding you through the process. So today on the podcast, let's learn all about how to become an aesthetics injector. And I'm super delighted to announce that I'm doing a master injector training class. And I've been wanting to do this all year. It's been a personal goal of mine to share my knowledge and my expertise and to make it very approachable, very teachable, and not intimidating. And our class is going to be held on February 23rd. That's a Saturday. It's an all-day course from 8:30 to 4, and a super fun day of camaraderie, hanging out with colleagues, learning from very amazing experienced injectors, the top in their field from all around the country. So I'm so delighted to offer you this opportunity. I hope you guys can go to my website at beautybydrk.com, and we do have a page that you can click a link and sign up if you're interested. And I'm hoping that you all sign up. Without further ado, let's talk a little bit more about what it takes to become an injector, or someone who's a specialist in the aesthetics field. So number one, there are no shortcuts. You cannot go and do half-ass training, because I don't want any half-ass injectors out there in the world working on patients' faces. And you must first and foremost respect anatomy, respect the face, and respect the power that you have to transform someone's beauty, and also the high risk that that carries. So I always want you guys to be mindful of that fact and respectful of anatomy and respectful of your boundaries of your knowledge. You will always be a great injector if you are a little fearful, and also if you realize that you have so much to learn and every day is a learning experience. For me, I learn every day. I learn from every patient. Every face, every set of anatomy is different. So in order to become an injector, you have a few routes. You certainly can go to medical school and become a physician. That is definitely one of the best ways to learn and master anatomy. So those of you who are pre-med, follow your pursuit, go into medical school, enter one of the core specialties, and those core specialties would be plastic surgery, head and neck surgery, or facial plastics, oculoplastics, or dermatology. And those are the core four. And you can be a provider outside those four fields and still do injectables. So I have seen internal medicine, emergency room doctors, obstetricians, urologists, gynecologists, all kinds of doctors doing this field. But I do feel that if you are a patient, you should definitely seek out someone who's in the core four. These are the specialties where you can be board certified in plastic surgery. And other people who enter the field may be calling themselves cosmetic surgeons, but there's a distinction, and the distinction is they're not board certified and they're not recognized by the American Academies of various plastic surgery boards. So if you are starting out early and you're interested, just go the right route. Choose one of the core four. If you're already in medicine and you're interested, also go the right route and seek some form of certification and training. And American Board of Cosmetic Surgery has some of those training courses, but that's not really recognized by the Plastic Surgery Board. And I'm not going to get into it further. There's a little bit of a turf war, but suffice it to say that, really do your homework and don't, you only run into problems when you dive outside your core field of specialty. And if you're somebody who's not yet in the pre-med route, and instead, if you're going into nursing or PA school, those are the other two routes to become an injector. So you can either be a physician, you can be a nurse, you can be a physician's assistant. Physician's assistants need to go to college for 2 years and do prerequisites to get into PA school. You also need to do a PA internship or externship prior to PA school. That's where you work for about 1,000 hours of clinical experience while you're applying to become a PA. And then once you get into PA school, that's another 2 years of actual doing coursework, studies, and rotations. And afterwards, picking a field that you want to subspecialize in. So, for example, some PAs go into pediatrics and they'll go work with pediatricians. Other PAs in our industry, if you want to do aesthetics, you'll go work with a plastic surgeon, you'll go work with a dermatologist, you'll go work with a cosmetic provider. And then you'll learn hands-on and you'll be assisting a physician, you'll be under physician supervision. And this is a way to gain clinical experience and gain certification. So your first few years after becoming a PA are important to surround yourself with the people who will give you the training that you need hands-on, and then definitely taking lots of coursework, like, for example, taking my course to sign up to get that super specialized lecture, anatomic teaching, and then clinical pearls and finesse points of how to be a great injector. There are other routes too. So if you want to go into nursing, for example, you can be a nurse with two different methods of becoming a nurse. A registered nurse can hold either an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree in nursing. You can be a nurse practitioner and they hold a master's degree in nursing. All of these criteria apply that you need to be licensed in your own state in order to practice as a registered nurse with an RN. So you have to pass your licensing exam and you have to have requirements to obtain and renew your licensing. And this kind of varies from state to state. So look up your state board of nursing regulations. And after you obtain your required degrees and licensing, both RNs and nurse practitioners can gain employment as cosmetic nurses. There are about a million different terms to describe cosmetic aesthetic nurses. So you can be known as a plastic surgery nurse, an aesthetic nurse, a cosmetic injector, a nurse injector. I've seen the gamut of names, but it suffice it to say it means that you're a registered nurse and you have the training and experience necessary to perform aesthetic treatments on patients such as Botox and fillers and sometimes lasers and peels. And if you want to become super specialized as an RN, you can do 2 to 3 years of clinical practice. After about 1,000 practicing hours as a cosmetic nurse, you can then take a test to receive your cosmetic aesthetic nurse certification test. And this is done through the Plastic Surgical Nursing Certification Board, or PSNCB. That's a mouthful. Plastic Surgical Nursing Certification Board. What does that mean? That indicates that you are one of the best in the field of cosmetic nursing. It means that you've done your RN, you've either gotten a master's and become a nurse practitioner, you've had direct supervision and employment for 1,000 practicing hours, and that you've taken a certification exam. Once you've obtained your CAN certification, you are required to recertify every 3 years after 45 hours of continuing education is completed. So there are lots of benefits to doing this. Number one, I think, is when you are starting out in your training, you need to get the maximum education possible. Like, you need to become the very best and most qualified version of yourself, because once you actually get busy in training, there's not as much time for self-improvement, and you really want to be at your prime, you know, learning and growing as an injector. So I think patients should seek out people who are certified in this manner, certified aesthetic nurse specialists, nurses, PAs, and doctors who have, you know, training on aesthetic injectables will have unparalleled level of quality, experience, and safety compared to providers who are not doing those kind of things. I think if I was starting out as an RN in this day and age, and I was in a field that was maybe completely unrelated to aesthetics, like emergency medicine, or I'm a ICU nurse or a cardiac nurse, but I really like the idea of shifting my attention, I would start by, number one, going to some basic injector training classes, because you want to hang out with the people that are doing this and see if basically are these your tribe. You need to feel comfortable with the people that are in the specialty and the colleagues that you're going to affiliate with. So take some classes, spend some time investing in yourself by reading some of the aesthetic textbooks, and we can definitely list some that are good examples for you, and sign up for some coursework. And then go and shadow. It's totally acceptable for you guys to reach out to someone. I have so many nurses who reach out to me and they want to come do a shadow day with me. And I love that. And I'm always open to teaching. So find a mentor who will let you come in and shadow for an hour, 2 hours, or a half day, and just kind of watch what their daily flow is like. Because you really need to know, like, is this really what you want? You might be leaving critical care, emergency room, ICU, and be bored to tears looking at people's fine lines and wrinkles. We don't want that. We want you to be motivated and to love, love, love your work. So do find some mentorship. And then you definitely need to go do some hours. And how do you get started in aesthetics? You got to go find an office that will let you come in and work when you have basically no experience. So sometimes that means taking a lower paying job or taking a job understanding that you're not bringing a skill set, but you're going to bring enthusiasm and energy and motivation and like really bury yourself in your work. And yes, you have to put in the hard work and the blood, sweat, and tears and the hours. And that's kind of what it takes to be a great injector, is being on your feet, watching other expert injectors, learning from videos and online teaching, and coming and taking a class like mine. So those are some of the steps that I think you guys should follow. If you're an RN who's outside the field, kind of gradually get into the field. There are lots of training institutes out there, and they're not all worthwhile. And many of them are sort of like just farms for, they're trying to get laser technicians certified. They're trying to get nurses coming in and out of Botox injecting MediSpa farms. And I don't want that for any of my amazing nurses out there. I want you guys to have a quality experience where you understand anatomy, where you don't put patients at risk, and where you do grow your own intellectual knowledge and skills as an injector. So those are the basics of how do you get into the field of injectables. And for more info, I know you're going to go over to my website, beautybydrk.com. Check out and sign up for my Master Injector training class. I'm super excited to have that available now. And go to the website, www.beautybydrkay.com, and learn all you can about being a new injector. That's it for now, guys. Hope you stay beautiful, and hope 2019 brings you all your goals and gives you these new amazing things to aspire to do. And push your boundaries and be your best person ever. Thanks so much for tuning in, and don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast below. Stay beautiful.